Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I think I'm still there, right? You guys still hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Every now and then we get a little feedback, and I hear it, so that's why I kind of stopped. But that's okay. It's like they say, the show goes on. It's a live show. It's not like I can say stop. Hey, Ronnie, let's stop. Let's retake it. You know, no. You get one shot at this and one shot only. So thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. We're all about connecting people and collaboration, and hashtag hospitality unplugged, which means we cover things in hospitality industry from A to Z. But just remember, just because you can say things doesn't mean you should say some of the things. You know, we don't want to cross the line, if you will, right? But something tells me Peter, he's going to cross the line today, and I just got to give that disclaimer out there to everyone else. I know Michelle, she would never cross the line, but Peter, I don't really know him that well. But what I do know is that, yeah, he probably would. But that's okay. That's okay. We're okay with that. But I do want to just quickly, before I get into the formal introduction, I mean, as you guys can see, I have two guests here, so I can't, start the show or continue the show without, you know, bringing these two people at least to the microphone. First and foremost, because he's never been here before, I have to introduce him first. I mean, ladies first, but because Michelle's been on here forever, you know, she's been on like five times or something, I have to bring Peter to the mic first. So, thank you, Peter. Peter's with a Strategic Database Research Incorporated. So I want to thank him for, you know, agreeing to come on to the show and talk about his business and you know, things that are going on in our industry. So welcome, Peter.
Thank you, Russell. Glad to be here.
Thank you. And then, of course, you know, Miss Michelle Carlin. She's alignment. My go-to expert, even when she's not on the show, I'm calling her, asking her things. She's my DMO expert, you know, everything I need to know about DMOs inside and out. I mean, I get that from Miss Michelle Carlin. So thank you so much, Miss Carlin, for joining us again.
Russell, thanks for having me back. I really appreciate it. Look forward to the discussion.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, so I always mention connecting and collaboration of people. And, you know, today's no exception because we have two of the best that are going to be collaborating with us today and, you know, talking about, you know, a discussion that's been, you know, that, you know, we've been talking about, like, what's the new normal, that kind of thing. But we're going to get into that. But for people that did not know, today is show number 70. And I have it on big letters, big block letters on my screen. So when I'm looking up, it just says show number 70. Right. So, you know, we always say, what can Russell do for show number 70? What can he do for show number 70 that he didn't do for 60 through, you know, 70? You know, I don't know. Well, I have two guests. I mean, two phenomenal guests. So that's one thing. And then last week I was having a conversation with someone The hotel is called the Origin Hotel. This one particular location is in Denver. Outside, it's Denver adjacent, I guess. It's in, I believe that's where Coors Brewery is, right? So anyone that drinks beer know they should know where Golden, Colorado is. But I know I do, right? But anyway, the first ever, and this is so fitting for show number 70, the first ever Russell of Hotels rate is going to be at the Origin Hotel, which they have three locations. Okay, one in Denver, or one in Golden, one in Lexington, Kentucky, and one in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we talked about this last week, and thank you so much, Amy Beardsley, for assisting me with this. This has been great. I mean, Amy and I have been colleagues, friends for you know, some years, because we used to work together. And, you know, I always talk about, you know, especially during these times, you know, pivoting and things like that, or reinventing yourself or whatever. And we're in this discussion today is going to be about the new normal. What is the new normal? What does that even look like? Right. Well, one thing that she takes from this is we can't do the same things we've been doing, right? Meaning as far as trying to advertise, trying to brand and things like that. So guess what? So she took that and made this happen, right? Because a lot of, I've been throwing this thing out here. I've been throwing it out there, you know, the Russell Hotels rate, blah, blah, blah. You know, we should have that at certain hotels. You know, she's the first one that bid on it, right? So it's exclusive right now to Origin Hotel. I do appreciate everything that they've done and all the things they will do. And, you know, quite frankly, they're a sponsor of the show now. So there you go. So Origin Hotel, and I would be, you know, not doing my duty as a brand person if I did not put that in back of me for a minute. You know what I mean? So the new partnership between Russell Hotels and the Origin Hotel, and you see the three locations there. I put Colorado as a state because they're actually going to open up another location there too. And I just didn't want to put, and neither one of them are in Denver, but although they are Denver adjacent, so to speak. So I wanted to mention that. So thank you so much, Origin Hotel, for that new partnership. And thank you, Amy, for making that happen. So I do appreciate that. So U.S. hotel occupancy won't recover until 2023. Wow. Average hotel occupancy will be around 40% for the remaining of 2020 and 52% going into 2021. What do you think about that? Does that sound about right, or what do you think? Anybody can answer that. Anybody can jump in if you like.
Jill, go ahead. I'll let you go first.
Well, I'm guessing the experts are correct. I think this is a multi-year recovery. So when you're talking about returning to what was, you know, 80% is the normal prior to the pandemic, sounds a little harsh. But I also would add that you want to look at having some new metrics. So we're looking at this compared to prior to the pandemic. And I've been advocating for DMOs and hotels to consider starting some new metrics. And we can talk more about that later as we go forward.
Sounds good. Peter, you want to add something?
Yeah, interesting.
As I wipe my brow.
Yeah, the 40% in 2020, you know, this year and the 52%, is probably on target. And Michelle is right about the matrix, but here's the challenge that hotels, DMOs have, and especially hotels, is what is that new normal going to look like? Where is that metric? So how are we going to do our next budget? What are we budgeting? Where are we going? Who are our new customers? Because our customers were, you know, a year ago or yesterday or before this pandemic is not necessarily who our customers are going to be right now. So the whole new normal of as a hotel is going to change. It's going to change. The whole system, demand is going to change, demand generators, and we can go all into that. But that's the beginning of the new normal. It's a whole different thought process.
Very good. All right. We're going to jump into this in a minute. So I just wanted to, you know, we're going to throw little tidbits and crumbs out there before we get to the meat of it, if you will, right? So, but at the moment, hotels in the beach destinations are doing a little better. They're around 67%. However, destinations like Hawaii, where summer tourism is largely off limits, are experiencing rates around 20%. Can you believe it? Hawaii is around 20%. Mm-hmm. That's who would have thought that? But oh well. Another challenge is the lagging business travel, and events like weddings and conferences. So those things are, of course, behind business travel because nothing's going to come back until everything else comes back. So, and I've been mentioning this for the last several weeks, that whole drive market. If hotels, destinations, whatever, are not going for that drive market, they're missing the boat. I don't know what the heck is going on if they're not even doing that at all. So shame on you if you're not doing it. Okay. And I've been mentioning this. In fact, I mentioned probably the week that this thing happened. I said, the first thing that we need to go after is that local, we call it the drive market, but for people outside the industry, you know, the local market or things within an hour from wherever you originated from. Like if I'm in LA, you know, Santa Barbara would be one, San Diego would be, Palm Springs, things like that. So I just want to make sure. Hey, I'm in LA. Okay. Can you guys at least?
Just south of Santa Barbara.
Okay. And Peter?
You'll probably never heard of Deerfield Beach, Florida. So I'm on the border of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So,
okay. I just want to let people know that we have a wide reach show, right? We're not just West Coasters. We collaborate and connect with people on the East Coast too. So Peter, thank you so much for joining us. I do appreciate that. Let's see what else. Okay. Occupancy will cover much faster than revenue, which isn't expected to hit normal levels until 2024. So this is revenue levels we're talking about now, 2024. RevPAR, which is a key metric for hotels, right? Mm-hmm. We're all measured on our occupancy, RevPAR, and ADR, will fall. So a key metric will fall to $41.31 this year from $86.64 in 2019. Okay, so that's, whoo, okay. So I didn't make these numbers up. I didn't just pull them out of my butt. Okay, these came from somebody. These came from the experts. Okay, so just so you guys know. Okay, so we're going to get into that a little later. Today is Taco Tuesday. I'm not going to talk a lot about Taco Tuesday, but everyone knows that I'm a non-meat eater. Okay, so my daughter bought this air fryer over the weekend, right? And I heard about them and I said, well, you know, what does it do? I mean, I'm hooked on this thing. So I've been air frying vegetables since the Sunday. So, I mean, so whatever I'm going to eat today, as far as tacos, is going to be something that's going to be air fried. So I can tell you that. Are we reinventing ourselves? I mean, are we doing what we need to do? I keep trying to stay clear of the P word. I say my word is the S word, is swerving. Okay. Are we swerving and doing things differently? I got to throw a little slang in there, you know, right?
Yeah.
So are we swerving? So these are things that you need to think about. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. Okay. So if we're looking for things to do or what's our next move? Well, maybe we need to invent what the next move is. Like these two have done in the past. I mean, these two are creatives and they started their own thing. I mean, Peter, 20 something years ago, Michelle, you know, in the last year, but those are things that we needed to do. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels? My email is russell@russellofhotels.com. I'm on Twitter at Russell of Hotels, IG Russell of Hotels, LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. Facebook, I have two pages, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. And I have a website, which is russellofhotels.com. So you get the whole theme here, right? All the brands together, right? All the branding should be together. After the show's over, it becomes a podcast. Okay. This is a live show, as a lot of people know, but after it's over, it becomes a podcast. So wherever you listen to your favorite podcast or the favorite podcast platform, check out On Air with Russell of Hotels. I won't get into the sponsorship things because we've already talked about that. And plus, hey, I got Origin Hotel now. So, hey, I got them in my back pocket now. So there you go. Now we'll resume that next week because I'm trying to get to the meat of it so we can talk. What is the Russell of Hotels group? Digital marketing. I do a lot of that stuff. And I'm hot. I don't know why. All of a sudden, I just got hot when I, you know, started talking. Digital marketing via social media, help build your brand presence via videos, postings, et cetera. I do that for some of the smaller hotels, some boutique hotels. I'll do the same thing for Origin Hotel. Can you see that now? Origin Hotel keeps coming up in the conversation now. Okay. So, but just imagine that your brand is here and I'm talking about you. So just think about that. I'm a radio show host. So I interview today's hospitality professionals, and today is no exception, right? I got Michelle and Peter as well. And we're all about connecting and collaborating with people. And I'll mention that probably 10 times during the show. Who's on blast? Blast means who's on the show today. So just in case you just happen to be tuning in right now. And one thing about the guests that I put on blast, I mean, they're going to get their names mentioned several times, right, in what they do. So Ms. Michelle Carlin, founder and president of Alignment Advising, Business and Professional Development Consulting. She's my resident expert on DMOs and just everything hospitality. I mean, when I need something, she's my go-to person for that. And I do appreciate that. And Peter Miller, who actually, ironically, was introduced by Michelle. So I've known Peter for about 3 weeks now. Okay. And we're best friends now. So, but he's the president and CEO of Strategic Database Research Incorporated. And we're going to find out what the heck that really is, right? So before we get into that, I need to give a couple shout outs. I thanked Amy Beardsley a little while ago, but I'll thank her again. And from time to time, I'm going to have to wipe my brow because we don't have air conditioning in this house. And obviously my fan's not on either. So I'm going to wipe my brow from time to time, just in case you know. But for people that are doing on the podcast, you don't know what I'm doing. You just think I'm just going with the flow. But thank you to Amy Beardsley again, Director of Sales and Marketing. She's actually at the Origin Hotel Red Rock, which is in Golden, Colorado, outside of Denver. Thank you so much for helping me set up the special with, you know, I think they're going to give me like 15% off. So you call in, ask for the Russell of Hotels rate. You're going to get a great deal, right? I mean, it's going to be a reason for you to book at that hotel. So so you should do that. But we'll talk more about that, and I'll start postings with that probably tomorrow. A quick shout out to people that live in Blythe. That's my hometown. 114 degrees today. It was 117 yesterday. Can you believe that? And I want to say they're like over 20 days of consecutive days over 110 degrees, which is ridiculous. And that's exactly why I live here. But I'm hot right now. I'm just thinking about Blythe. And a quick congrats to Amani Roberts. He's with the Amani Experience podcast. He just reached 150 episodes. So I do. Amani's been a guest on our show a couple of times. He's a hospitality veteran. He's a VP with MPI, Southern California chapter. So I always want to make sure I want to give him a shout out, especially when he reaches these milestones. It's because of him. He's one of the two people that made me decide to do a podcast in the first place. So I always want to give credit where credit is due. So Amani, thank you so much for your expert tutelage. I do appreciate that. And what's the new normal? Introduction of today's guest, Michelle Carlin. First and foremost, Michelle Carlin is the founder and president of Alignment Advising. She is dedicated to helping businesses by creating a long-term strategy, growing sales and revenue, implementing process improvements, developing organization infrastructure, and improving the client and employee experience. She also helps individuals advance their professional development and gain clarity, confidence, and direction along their career paths. She holds a bachelor's degree of science and business administration from Cal Poly Pomona, which I went there too. but Michelle was there before I was there. No, I'm joking. what is going on with my computer? With professional experience in hospitality, travel, tourism, and property management, Ms. Carlin has cultivated a diverse expertise in representing and supporting a variety of business types and managing teams from attractions, boutique inns, corporate brand hotels, destinations, museum, restaurants, small retail stores, travel agencies. What the heck haven't you done? Tour companies, homeowners associations. Oh my God. So welcome to back to the show, Michelle Carlin.
Man. Thank you, Russell. Great to be back. It's always the highlight of my week being on your show. So I'm really excited to have Peter here, of course, and glad that I can introduce you both and look forward to our lively discussion.
Yeah, it's going to be lively. So it's about to start. So, but I have to introduce Peter. And then, Peter, when we go into it, I want you to give me a kind of a quick synopsis of what the heck. I mean, I can read the bio, but what does this really mean? Okay. So, Peter Miller, a graduate of University of Massachusetts Amherst, and which is in Massachusetts, of course. Peter has held senior level sales and marketing positions with companies such as Doral Hotels and Resorts, Intercontinental Hotels and Resorts, along with Holiday Inn Hotels. Peter has been a guest speaker at many hotel sales and marketing events. He also participates in and facilitates for a number of hotels and destinations advisory boards. Over 24 years, he has been president and CEO of Strategic Database Research Incorporated, or we just call it SDR for short, an innovative market research company specializing in business-to-business call programs on behalf of the hospitality industry. His telemarketing organization is designed as a proactive target outbound telesales group, which turns opportunities into business. So welcome to the show, Peter. Thank you so much for joining us.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. I'm not going to tell you all the things that Michelle did, that's for sure.
Well, real quick, let's just jump into this. Okay, so we all know our subject is the new normal. And I'm all about, you know, what your business is and basically how you can help out our industry. So based on what you know now, and like I said, I have a bunch of questions, but because we're on you now, Peter, turns opportunities into business. What does that mean? And how can that help with what's going on now?
Interestingly enough, 24 years ago when I started SDR, it was really out of frustration. Salespeople did not like cold calling, prospecting. We'll call them hunters, mining. Nobody really liked doing that. So I finally woke up one morning and said, hey, you know, I've been talking about this. I want to do my own hunting, prospecting. Let's do it and help hotels find new business they've never dealt with. I didn't want to be, you know, the consultant side of it. I want to help. Over the years, technology has taken over. We've developed a call platform. We make $30 to $35 attempts per hour. All of that is a daunting task. But one of the things now let's go forward 24 years, we had 9/11. That was a crisis that we all had to live through. We had the 2008 financial crisis. And now we have something that none of us have ever experienced in our lifetime and hope we never will, is this pandemic. So what's changing? Well, SDR now is that back engine. Sales organizations are not going to be the same as they were pre-pandemic. A, they don't have the revenues coming in to support having a full sales department. And salespeople, let's be honest, as opposed to proactive. It's easy to follow up on all these different platforms, all these third parties. It's wonderful to have all these. You need them. But it also has made a difference in a salesperson to pick up the phone and meet new customers. And as you said, you know, navigating through all of this, you still have to talk to customers. And skill sets are changing. Listening skills are changing. We're not salespeople. We're interviewers. We call, we listen. We understand. There's a sensitivity calling now. The new normal is, how do we become more sensitive when we're on the phone? We understand what they're going through. They need to understand what we're going through. And the whole premise of what's going on in our industry is devastating. But there are two things that are going to happen. We can sit there and say, okay, woe is me. And it's tough because people have been friends of mine, you know, furloughed, laid off. But when they go back, if they go back, those salespeople, instead of having 12, they may only have 3 to 5. So who are those 3 to 5? You need people. There are two types of salespeople, demand generators. Those are the people that are going to generate different types of demand. We are demand generators. We generate demand for our customers. Russell, you brought your relationship builder. Salespeople need to become relationship builders. They need to become closers. You're not going to have those hunters anymore. They're going to be tougher and tougher. You know, all these other platforms that people get leads off of, you know, you send it out. So we become very reactive. Now we have to become proactive. And about the DMO world, you know, they're funded. How are they funded? I'm not an expert like Michelle on the DMO side of it from a funding standpoint, but it's bed tax. It's all these different other taxes.
And let me stop you right there, Peter. Let me stop you right there. I'm sorry to jump in. But you mentioned, I know you're on a roll, though. I mean, don't get me wrong. You're on a roll. But I want to jump in because you mentioned Michelle. Let's bring her in on that same question with you. You started a conversation about DMO. So how are they? What's going to be the new normal for them? And what are they? Because I think Peter, maybe on the side of the hoteliers. And let's speak from the DMO standpoint. What do you see as far as that's concerned?
Sure, absolutely. Very similar to what Peter's sharing about the hotel side, which is the DMOs, the different destinations or tourism entities have, a lot of them have shrunk, right? They have shrunk and they've lost staff and they are now quickly trying to understand what is their budget. You know, we're not getting the hotel tax or the tourism marketing funds that we normally get. So what does our team look like? What does our marketing efforts look like? And one of the things that I've been working on and trying to, again, advocate for the industry is to challenge some of these destinations to say, now is your opportunity to look at everything that you do. And I'm talking a hard look from the ground up. What is it that you do? What is your value proposition? Okay. It's no longer about just these glamorous images of beaches and mountains and you know, wine, glasses of wine and all of that. There's got to be something more behind it. And what I mean by that is looking at public health, looking at sustainability. And a few examples, some destinations are actually saying, hey, more is not necessarily better. Let's have quality versus quantity. And in the DMO equation, it's always been travel equals economic impact equals happiness or equals a quality of life to the local community. And that's true. But there's some other factors that parlay into that are very complex. And now's the opportunity to take a look at it. So I say it's creating the future and that the new normal is something that we're writing.
Okay. I like that. And Peter, okay. So based on what you're saying, based on what you offer, meaning your business, because like I said, the new normal is we're like Michelle just said, we're creating the new normal, whatever the heck that is. But a hotel or a staff that had, you know, 10 salespeople, I mean, just say, and obviously that's a convention type hotel. They had 10 salespeople. Now they only have 5. So how can Peter and his organization help out that? And are people willing to even do that at this point?
Interestingly enough, well, you know, it all depends on the financial status of the hotel. Those 5 people, hopefully they're back by now. But that's a really valuable thought about how we come in is, look, you have 5 people. You need people that are going to sell and going to prospect because you opened it up looking at that drive market, for example. Most people were never, hotels weren't looking at drive markets. We were looking at, you know, people flying in. So what we've done is gone into a hotel and say, okay, let's take a look at what we need to go after. And let's look at the 300 to 600 mile radius where people will drive in because you cannot fly in. So what's happening is you can't afford to bring back everybody, but you can't afford to not let your pipeline go drain it. And once you drain that pipeline, it's hard to get back. And what our role is to help fill that sales pipeline for future business. Now, we'll make so many calls, and it's, you know, you've all been in sales, so it's a numbers game. So when you make 30 to 35 dial attempts per person, per hour, you're going to come across opportunities. And if you're targeting the right markets, it's now the new normal. Think differently. I had a very exciting call today that actually somebody actually had three groups in the hotel. They weren't big, but it was a boutique hotel. These were meetings. I'm like, I fell off my chair and said, oh my God, this is the best news I've heard. Is life changing? Well, you know, but it's changing. And they've got all the protocols in place. But here's the challenge. She's one salesperson right now. So they brought us on to help them because she's moving groups, rebooking groups, going to contract, thank goodness, with groups. But there's nobody else helping for future. Now, she's an independent. So she does not have the luxury of having a brand behind her. So here we are now making the calls, integrating an email process or campaign, trying to get new opportunities, and then we'll take ownership and follow up. And there's a number of different factors. But my point is that you can look at your database. You can look at your occupancy. Who is your new customer now? It's not the same customer it was 6 months ago, potentially. It's that smaller corporate group. It's that reunion. It's weddings, potentially. So people all of a sudden now, they never would look at weddings. Now they're inundated with weddings. Yes. Reunions, you know, families that are close by, they're going after different markets. Because remember, they got to fill they can't fill a whole hotel because some of the protocols don't allow them to. You can, you know, if you're running 50%, you have to keep some of those rooms not occupied or, you know, for 24 hours, 48 hours, whatever the protocol is going to be. So, you know, who's going to be doing that? If you only have 2 to 5 salespeople, you can't just lie there. And like, as Michelle and I always talk about, I think we're sometimes frozen, and righteously so. We don't know what we don't know yet. But that doesn't mean that you can't stop looking for business. And, you know, and you can't do that. And people will say, oh, well, nobody's signing contracts. But if you don't have it in the pipeline, you're not even going to get up to bat.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like that as well. Now, I'm going to jump into this. I'm just going to throw this out here. Relationships from between hotel people, DMOs, and third parties. And now we know that that relationship got a little, I don't know the word, severed or I don't, they're not severed, but sticky. What's the word I'm looking for? What's that?
I said sticky.
Sticky. Okay. Yeah. I like that. Okay.
And I was going to say a little mucky.
Okay. There you go. We and mucky.
It got mucky. It got sticky. Okay. What do you think of that relationship now? Now that, I mean, like you said, what we were doing before, and it seemed like, I can say this because it's my show. There was probably three companies that were trying to get away from third parties altogether. Okay. I don't even have to say who they are, but we all know who they are, right? Now, do you think those same three companies will start embracing? Because, like you said, Peter, you know, probably 50%, maybe even more of the sales staff is gone. So they're gonna have to rely on somewhere to get that business back, because at the end of the day, you still have ROI, owner who needs, you know, who has a budget and all this kind of, whatever that budget is, you're still held responsible for that. So what do you think about that question?
Can I go?
Yeah, please.
You know, I think that the value of the third parties has tremendously increased, because guess what? Like, to Peter's point, if a hotel has less staff, they had 5 salespeople, now they have 1. You know what? That third party person actually is the key for you to unlock to other networks of meeting planners, right? So you now have an easier way to get in contact by simply picking up the phone or doing a Zoom call with a third party. Whereas before, it was reactive. It was like, oh, I'm in Cvent and this, you know, Helms Briscoe or Conference Direct person has sent their RFP. You know what? Pick up the phone, start talking to them about our business. And a great example, I'm going to give a shout out to Michelle Avery Murphy from Avery Murphy LLC, who has been on your show.
Yes.
But is a great, her company is a great example of that. She's doing a hospitality sales masterclass for salespeople to better understand how to value the third parties and what that looks like.
That's good. I love that. And I'm actually one of the, I was on the call yesterday. You weren't on the call yesterday, Michelle.
I had a coaching call yesterday at the same time. So sorry about important. That. So I missed important. It. Okay. I know.
Go ahead, Peter. Well,
the third parties obviously have a tremendous value. We're not going to, I'm not sure what the third, what that's going to look like, but they're going to become more essential than ever before. You know, there is no question. It's sort of like the DMO. When business is good, the stakeholders within the community looked at the DMO, well, do we really need them? I'm not saying all of them, but their value was a lot different looked upon. And in today's new normal, they're going to be, I feel, relied on even more so and depended on more so. So there isn't a one universal answer to this whole conundrum that we're dealing with. It's a multiple of different facets, whether it's third parties or whether it's, you know, Michelle and her organization, whether it's SDR, whether it's a DMO becoming more valuable. And think about this, a DMO, their time right now, over the last 6 months, was spent trying to get somebody at the hotel because planners were calling them and saying, nobody's answering the phone. What do I do? So they are now becoming hoteliers. Yeah. And, you know, they're now working, trying to solve their issues, moving groups. Hence, they're not, there's nobody going after and filling that sales pipeline for future groups. You still need to do that. So, so the value, they're wearing many different hats now. And that's what's going to be interesting when, you know, when we get back. But there's a long journey ahead. And you talk about third parties. Will they change their commission structure? I'm not sure. I can't answer that. I don't work for the big brands. But that's going to be an interesting question because, you know, they're giving more revenue away when they need it. I mean, think about what's going on right now. Think about what we've done in the past when you go in hotels. We're talking about debt service. We're talking about burn rate. How much money are we burning through without income coming in? Mm-hmm. And we're really, that's a conversation that I don't think salespeople were, you know, a director of sales, VP of sales. If you don't have any revenue, but you have furloughed health benefits, you have debt service, you have, so you have all these different financial obligations without revenue coming in, it's a scary thought. So, you know, those are the things, you know, you talk about the new normal, you've got to be ahead of the curve. And it's really all about how do you navigate through all these obstacles that people are facing. Plus, you've got an asset manager that may come in, your ownership group. I mean, you've got a number of people that they're juggling all these different balls in the air to be successful, yet we're excited now.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that we would get excited at that? Because I know, you know, 40% was like, it's like everybody's doing the happy dance.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, it's
amazing what we can get used to, right? It's amazing what we can get used to. Wow, that's interesting. Thank you for sharing that. We talked a little while ago about new metrics moving forward. Anybody want to jump on that one? What are the new metrics? I mean, let's talk about the old metrics and what do you think the new metrics would be moving forward, or how basically how hotels are ranked or graded or whatever.
You want Michelle? To take that first, Michelle?
Yeah, Michelle will take it. I can see her chomping at the bit to take this question.
Well, you know, that's challenging to answer because I think from a DMO perspective, it really depends on the destination. And it depends on the makeup of your board and your stakeholders. Is it mostly hoteliers? Then they're going to look at the old metrics, which are, you know, heads and beds. You're looking at percentage of occupancy. And those are all fine and well. What you need to start looking at as a destination as you start getting more involved with your community. And the reason I bring that up is because, again, we're in a public health crisis. If you're a DMO and you're not concerned about your residents and your community and their embracing or not embracing tourism and what that looks like moving forward through the pandemic, then you're in trouble. And so your metrics could look something like, how many small businesses or what percentage of small businesses are actually supported by the tourism industry? let's start weaving in some of those other metrics that don't necessarily translate into heads and beds. So that's one example.
Okay.
Yeah. That's an interesting question, because it's really going to be right now heads and beds. There's no, how do you put a budget together? I was talking to a number of hotels and DMOs. They're doing budgets. Because the question I asked is, how do you budget when you don't know what we don't know? Yeah, 2021 is going to be a phenomenal year. And it's going to be as long as we get a vaccine. And the reason is going to be because everything from 2020, from March on, canceled. And hopefully rebooked into the same destination, same hotel, same resort, same conference center, whatever it might be. But there's still a lot of, you know, times that they didn't get it. So how are they budgeting? Because your expenses have gone way up. Look, all the sanitizing that you have to do at the rooms. You know, I heard the other day the guns that they spray and sanitize the room is like $75,000 a pop. I mean, you have expenses that they never recognized before. Forget about cleaning services and all that. Now you have extra costs involved, but you don't know what your occupancy is going to be. And you can't go by what happened last November for this November. How do you equate, how do you put a matrix to that? So the old cliche from 20 zillion years ago when I was in the business, heads and beds, is probably the only answer I could figure out right now. Because, you know, I can sit there with the best revenue managers in the world, and someone needs to help me figure out that, you know, the pharmaceutical company that met here a year ago and it's been meeting, already said they're not having meetings for till mid-21. So, you know, what do you do? It's an interesting challenge to put it all together, to be quite frank.
Yeah, no, there's going to be, I mean, there's a, the term fly, build the plane while you're flying. It's uncharted territory. Go ahead.
All right. You're on a train, you're going down the train track, you're going to go through the tunnel, and the tunnel explodes before you get there. So the train stops and you realize, we're not going in that same groove. We're not going on that same track. We've got to build a new track. And that's what we're doing. That is, there's no choice, right? Yes. So everyone, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but everybody wants to go back to live events and what we did before. And we can, but it's not going to look exactly the same.
Yeah.
So you're coming out of that old groove and you have to make a new one. And there is some sense of disappointment, knowing that it is not going to be exactly as it was. But there also, as I've shared and I share with my clients, there's always opportunity to create something even better. And so that is the positivity that I am going to bring to you today, Russell and Peter.
Oh, well, God, okay. No, it's not all gloom and doom. It's some positivity.
It's not all gloom and doom.
No,
it's
really not. You have to shift your paradigms. You have to think differently. And I agree with Michelle. I mean, think about this now and what people, you know, the sales team isn't going to look the same. The hotels, things are different now for a while. And our clients, they're creative ones where they have an in-person meeting, but they also offer a hybrid. Now, we never did that. I mean, that never happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, now you have the combination. So you give those people that can drive in, but those that can't, the option of participating and being part of that. You know, it's like hosting a group. One group goes for a coffee break. The other one goes up in their room. The other one comes down. It's really amazing the creativity and reinventing how they do things, whether through a pandemic, that nobody ever would have thought about, because we just like to jam everybody in. Let's have 50 people in an elevator. I mean, let's, you know, I mean, when you think about all the, you know, what we go through, the one good thing, if there is one, and I don't think there is, but if there's a silver lining, hotels should be cleaner than they've ever been in our lives.
They should be. You're absolutely
right. I would hope so.
Let's hope they are. I don't know.
The jury's still out on that, I think. But it's funny. I had a conversation with someone, and this had nothing to do with hotels, but it had everything to do with a DJ, right? Okay, so I don't know if you guys have seen a lot of these DJs that are, they're doing virtual parties, right? So DJ is here. You know, Peter, you're in Florida. You're watch me and whatever. Well, these DJs are making just as much, or if not more, money than if they were there in person. Because I have one of these DJs that's actually down the street from me. He's a neighbor of mine. I was talking to his mother the other day, and she said, do you know my son is making more money now virtual than he was in person? So I'm like, are you serious? And like, yeah, it's crazy how people have, you know, we were used to going and jam, like you said, Peter, jamming all these people into a space. But now we've gotten kind of used to not doing that, backing up, doing things a little different, pivoting, swerving, however the heck you want to you put it, right? So using a hybrid meeting, hybrid parties, not jamming people in. The people don't want to come, that's fine. But if you don't want to come, that's fine as well. But we're still going to charge you something for you to even be on this virtual, you know, platform, a virtual party, virtual wedding, virtual whatever it is, you're still going to have to be charged to do that. So, I mean, yeah, I agree with both of you. I mean, we're, like I said, we're building this plane as we're flying. We don't know where this is going, but where it is now is, I mean, there's some people that probably didn't think they'd be making money doing certain things, but now they are doing it and we're making it. I mean, and you can go to, people working virtual, working at home, buildings. I mean, where we used to go into offices, you know, people used to go into offices all the time. Now, all of a sudden, we're not going into offices, and are we being more productive? I mean, maybe that could be still debatable. Maybe depending on who you are as a person, but companies are looking at
Russell.
That.
But here's the thing: that hotels are getting creative. You want to rent, you know, come into our lobby. Come rent a guest room for the day to work out of a guest room if you want to get out of your house. I've never heard of stuff like that. I mean, that's a new, you know, the new normal maybe. That's something that we have done for years. That reason they but rented to, you know, to get away. But what here's the ripple effect though? Everybody's working from home, and if that's the new normal, what happens to all these office buildings?
Yeah, that's something. That's something else. That's for another show, I guess.
No, it is. But there's always a ripple effect and a domino effect when it comes to that. But it's just like in the hotel, you have to change the way and get creative. You know. I mean, you know, you're doing more for less. I mean, I was talking to a hotel yesterday, and a GM was in the kitchen cooking. I mean,
and this that's.
That's the new normal. They all pitching in and doing what they need to stay alive, keep their costs down as much as they can, and, you know, do the smaller groups. And hopefully, you know, it all depends geographically where you are. Because every state, look at California, you can't have groups bigger than what, 25 or whatever the number is.
And it varies. 150, 50 people, 100 people. I'm not sure exactly where it is now.
It's 50 people. And think about it. You're a 600, 700 room hotel, 50 people, you know, per gathering. But, you know, so it's going to be a struggle, but you have to think differently. Business, you can sit there and say, woe is me, there's nothing I can do. Or you can sit there and say, okay, let's build. What's that?
I want to add to that, because one of the things that you're saying, Peter, and I know, Russell, you'll agree, is that when you're this hotel that you're describing, where the GM's the cook in the kitchen, or you're a DMO and you're a director of sales and you're doing your sales coordinator's work, your sales manager's work, and your work, that is the opportunity to call an outside company to support you. Because yes, you can do it on your own. And here's what I've been telling my clients. Yes, you are more than capable of doing your marketing plan and working on a budget and all of that. The advantage of having someone from the outside is they have a different viewpoint, and they also have different experiences, and they're able to bring that to the table and help you create a path forward that you wouldn't necessarily have thought of on your own. So that's my shout out to all of the consultants out there and companies that support the hotels and the destinations.
Okay. Well, I mean, on that same thing, Michelle, I mean, because we have 9 minutes left. Okay. And this show has gone rapidly. I asked two questions. You guys just ran with it. I mean, which for a radio show host, that's what you want, right? That's what you want. But I want to make sure you get, you know, some time to talk about your businesses and, you know, what's the perfect piece of, you know, what's the perfect opportunity for you to partner with someone. So let's start with you first, Peter, real brief, and then I'll get to Michelle.
Well, partnering with SDR is a unique opportunity because we develop and design programs based on the needs of our clients. So when we develop a program and we call, we're calling on behalf of our client. So no matter what hotel, it's all customized. We develop a script. We build the software. It branches out. We know everything there is to know. The only thing we don't do is quote rates and dates and block space. But we do all the grunt work that nobody likes doing, whether it's taking their database, because nobody's there calling people, and calling on their behalf, and listening. Our people have good listening skills and asking them a series of questions. We understand you've gone through a lot. When is your next open date? When you consider it? So we design, you know, these programs based on the client's needs, based on where they want to target. So if they want to target 300 miles to 600 miles, we will pull data jointly and cover that market and prospect against that and bring opportunities to them. So that's one aspect of it. But here's the thing that where we got hurt is we used to do face-to-face appointment setting in market. Client says, look, I'm going in market. I have some appointments, but I want to see new customers. Well, nobody's traveling now. So what do? You know, that's a service that was so hot for SDR. So now we're doing face-to-face appointment, virtual Zoom appointment setting, one-on-one. Yes. They can do their whole presentation, a virtual site, but with a one-on-one appointment that we set up. Zoom invitation goes up. We confirm it. They meet. Here's the tough part. They have to sell. That's it. It's all qualified. You know, arrival, departure, what other properties are they looking for? How many rooms peak night? All these other attributes that, you know, we do all that. But the bottom line is they have to sell. But the bottom line in all of this is that we work as a team with our clients. And there's so many integrations and so many opportunities. We work very closely with them to follow up, you know, reminders, everything. I mean, it's a crazy business, but cold calling is not easy. These are cold calls.
Definitely. Thank you. Michelle, let's talk about you.
Sure. So my company focuses on DMOs and hotels that want to look at ways to grow their revenue. We've been talking about what I do is I work with you through a discovery process to understand how you're set up, understand what's worked in the past, and take into consideration the changes in the marketplace. And then I develop an action plan of how we can shift resource, do training, and also look at other channels and avenues that you haven't been down before to help generate those revenues. I also support individuals, particularly in the hospitality industry, those who are furloughed, those who have lost their positions. I offer career transition coaching that includes resume writing. It includes just one-on-one coaching sessions to talk about job search, interviewing skill set, and so forth. So I offer 30-minute consultation to anyone interested, and in the DMO space for about 25 years, believe it or not, and went out on my own last December and, you know, obviously have shifted with the pandemic a little bit, but truly I'm doing what I love. So.
Very good. That's good to hear.
A little pivoting.
Yes. Yep. And that's what it's all about, pivoting. So we only have about 4 minutes left. First of all, I want to thank you two for being on the show. I mean, the show was great. I mean, like I said, all I asked was maybe two or three questions and you guys just ran with it, and which I expected anyway. So thank you so much. It made my job a lot easier, and I'm just, you know, trying to keep things in order, which I didn't even need to do that as well because you guys keep yourself in order. But as far as what Russell Hotels does, my job is just to basically put people on blast, okay, or keep people relevant, okay? And that's where it comes down to, not necessarily just people, but your property, your hotels, your brand. Is that via social media? If that's via, you know, On Air with Russell Hotels. I mean, that was the whole premise for the show when I started it, was to have people come on and share their stories, how they got into the industry, what they do now, what they love about it, and just show the passion that you two obviously have shown. And you two are creatives, meaning you guys were in the space, hotel space, and then branched out and say, you know what, I'm going to create my own destiny. I'm going to create my own business. I'm going to create, you know, things that I know this industry needs. And that's what we need. And I did the same thing when you get tired of the budgets that don't make sense, or just maybe the people that don't make sense, or whatever, everyone has a different story. Like I said, everyone has a different spin on their career, but I had, you know, close to 30 years of experience myself. And it just came to the point where these unrealistic budgets and unrealistic expectations, I said, I might as well do this stuff for myself. If I'm going to be unrealistic, I might as well be unrealistic for myself, right? I might as well shoot for the moon and see, you know, if I land amongst the stars, then I'm good, right? So, and that's what I'm trying to do. So that's what we're trying to do. And I appreciate it. I'm partial to creatives, and the creatives is another name for entrepreneur. I use the word creative. So I'm partial to them, and you guys have been great. I thank you so much. What I'll do for people that are listening, I will put all your information on my website as well as the show notes I do a show description for people that go on to the podcast. You know, they don't get a chance to see us, you know, but they want to listen to us. But I want to make sure I put all your information on your website. Your contact information will be there as well. So thank you so much. I do appreciate it. We have to do this again. I think there's some good synergies here, some good connecting and collaboration. But I do appreciate you guys and your time. And on time, okay, what do you have to say? Peter, 30 seconds.
Change is okay. Adapt to it. Accept it. Move forward. There is no other choice. We don't have a choice. And just make sure that you navigate through these hard times. It's going to be tough. Look at resources. How can I make myself better? And if you are out of a job or a position, change is okay. Look for that change. It might be a whole different industry because it's changing.
Thank you. Michelle.
Russell, we're creating the future. And I believe that the future is always better than the past. So stay positive, keep going. And if anyone needs a pick-me-up, give me a call.
Thank you so much. And with that, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. Show number 70, right? And just look out for the stuff from Origin Hotel, my new partner. I do appreciate them once again. So you guys take care. We'll talk soon. And happy Taco Tuesday. Peace.
Thank you.
Thank you, Russell.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at Russell@RussellOfHotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.